All praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, in the name of His only begotten Son, HaMashiach, Yahweh Shai. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. We're in the last days. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters out there, Salakia, which means my apologies or sorry for the distance between the last lesson. And if it be the Lord's will, I will put up more broadcasts. I want to go into a topic that a brother had mentioned. He was asking a question in regards to the other nations. So far as like, can the Israelite man deal with women of the other nations? First, the Lord, He, for the most part, require our people to deal amongst each other. So far as the 12 tribes, there are 12 tribes in the nation of Israel, and that's a nation within a nation. You have the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, and the Israelites are scattered worldwide. So we as a nation are a big nation. The scriptures tell us that we're as the sand of the sea. Let me get that. So you're talking about a lot of people. So this is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 10, verse 22, and I'll read out of the KJV, which is the King James Version. For though thy people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. So Israel is likened to the sand of the sea. Just think about that. You have an ocean, and you have the sand that's by the ocean. Israel is likened to that so far as like the population. So although Israel is as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. So this is talking about the elect and the remnant that will return. 66.6% of Israel worldwide will be destroyed. So you're going to have a remnant. It says the consumption decreed shall overflow with righteousness. So you're going to have a small portion, a remnant of Israel that will be saved. And Israel is scattered, and they're going to look like all the different nations. So can you look at someone by face value? Determine if they're Israelite? Yes and no. I mean, and mainly you're going to go by the Spirit, because the scriptures tell us that. Let me get that. Hold on. It goes into the Spirit, bears witness. And I'm gonna get into the topic of the lesson. I just want to bring things into perspective. It said, this is in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 16. It says, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of Yahweh. So when you encounter an Israelite, and they may not look like a typical Israelite, you know, so far as being a melanated person, if their spirit bears witness with your spirit, then they can be the children of the Most High. They can actually be an Israelite. So you're going to have Israelites that are scattered worldwide, right? But the Lord specifically told us the nations that were not to marry, because that was the question the brother asked. What particular tribe or tribes of women that the Israelite man could deal with. So we're going to first go in the book of Deuteronomy. And we're going to start at chapter 7. And we'll start at verse 1. Because you'll have Israelites that have, you know, wives or girlfriends outside of the nation of Israel. And so we want to go into the scriptures to see, you know, if a man is going off if he have a woman of another nation. But the Lord, he told us specifically what nations we're not to marry. So again, this is in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 3. Or Salakia, we'll start at verse 1. But 3 is where the point is at. So it goes on to say, when the Lord thy God shall bring thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it, and have cast out many nations before thee, because the Lord would have the Israelites go into a specific area and clear out the land, meaning that it would be nations living in that land, and through warfare the Israelites would remove those heathen nations. So let me read that again. It says, when the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and have cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, or the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, 7 nations greater and mightier than thou. And when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them. So these 7 nations, these nations were cast out of the land of Canaan, which is the land of Israel, because you had the Canaanites, which are the Africans. They were living in the land of Israel, you know, before the Israelites were, you know, were brought to that land. But the land had to be cleared out, and it was through warfare. That's why it says, and when the Lord thy God, Yahweh, shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them. So the Lord, he didn't want us to make any a covenant or agreement with these 7 nations. It says, nor show mercy unto them. So not only we were not to make a covenant with them, we were not to show these heathens no mercy. It says, neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter thou shalt not give. Thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shall thou take unto thy son. Let me repeat that again. It says, neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter shall not give unto his son, nor his daughter shall thou take unto thy son. It says, for they will turn away thy son from following me. So the reason why the Lord didn't want the Israelites to marry these 7 Hamitic tribes or nations because of their idolatry. And they would turn the Israelites' hearts away from the Most High. It says that they may serve other gods. So dealing with the heathens, you know what I'm saying, the women of the other nations, the Israelites would have families, and the women would teach the children heathen practices. So the Lord said, don't deal with those nations because they can get you to partake in idolatry by serving other gods. And we know that the Israelites partook in idolatry. This is why we're over here, as a punishment and a curse. The Israelites are here in America mainly, which is Babylon the Great and other parts of the world. But the Lord cursed our nation because we were disobedient. And so the Lord told us in the book of Deuteronomy 28 that we would serve other gods, wood and stone, as a curse. This is why our people are into Christianity, which is wood, the crucifix, the images of Cesare Borgia, which recently it came out by the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, going into the true image of what the Lord looks like. He said that the Messiah is a black man. And we already know that, you know, when you go into the Russian icons, it tells us that, you know, all the different art of the Dark Ages. Verse 4. It says, for they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you and destroy thee suddenly. But thus shall ye deal with them. Ye shall destroy their altars and break down their images and cut down their groves and burn their graven images with fire. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. So the Lord told us as a nation not to deal with these seven nations, and we were to destroy their altars, break down their images, and cut down their groves and their graven images with fire. So the Israelites in the ancient times had a problem, just like now, have a problem with idolatry. You got the Israelites who are scattered worldwide that are in all these different religions. Some are Christians. Some are into witchcraft and sorcery. They're serving African deities, you know, in the, what's that, Santeria. You know, some are into paganism. You know, they're into, you know, some of the practices of the Europeans, you know, like the Celts or the the Norse, the different Norse gods. But mainly it's Christianity, which is the, you know, the wood cross, and then Islam, which is the stone. The Lord said we would serve other gods, wood and stone. So that's your Christianity and your Islam. So these heathens of, you know, of Hamites, you know, or Hamitic tribes, they were into all kind of abominable acts. They were into, you know, let's see. Sacrifices. Let's see. Let me see if I can find that. See, the Amorites and the Jebusites are basically all Hamites, Africans. So the Amorites, it says the term Amorites is used in the Bible to refer to certain highland mountaineers who inhabited the land of Canaan. See, the Lord told us to drive the Canaanites out of the land of Israel. It says, described in Genesis as the descendants of Canaan, the son of Ham. This aligns with the Akkadian and Babylonian traditions that equated Syro-Palestine with the land of the Amorites. Because the word Palestine is derived from the word Philistine, because you have Philistines who are Africans too. See, what's his name? Goliath, you know, the giant, he was a Philistine. And in modern terms, Palestinian. Now, the people that's in the land now, that's basically being murdered by the Israelis, those aren't the real Palestinians. They're just occupying the land of Palestine, but they're not really the actual or ancient Palestinians or the Philistines. They were Africans. So the Lord, he told us not to deal with those Hamitic nations because they were into worshiping other gods. And they were also into child sacrificing. Let's see. I want to see what gods were they serving. Asherah, Dagon, El, Anat, Moloch, Hadad, Astarte, Baal. Those are the different gods the Hamites were worshiping. The gods or goddesses of Canaan. So when the Israelites partook in worshiping that golden calf, that angered the Lord, and rightfully so. So, this is in Britannica. Let's get the definition of what that golden calf was. So the golden calf was idol worship by the Hebrews during the period of the Exodus from Egypt in the 13th century BC. Let's see. Bear with me. So it says the story of the golden calf, the greatest scandal of the wilderness period, is recalled in Deuteronomy. And this is an Ish website, so I just want to let you know. When I say Ish, I'm talking about a Jewish website. It says, based on the fuller account in Exodus 32, it says, the calf represented is debated by scholars. Images of bulls, calves. In Canaanite literature, the chief god El is sometimes called the bull. It says the bull or calf represents a deity, usually a storm god directly. At other times, it represents the deity's mount, signifying the deities indirectly. See, people don't realize that the worshiping of these false gods that actually attach the demons. So when, you know, brothers out there, you get with women out there that are into witchcraft and sorcery, or they're, you know, worshiping other gods, they're basically worshiping demons, you know. And you notice that, you know, some of these women that's from, you know, other countries outside of America, they're into, you know, some heavy witchcraft. You know, you have the Yoruba religion. You know, you have again Santeria. You know, you got brothers out there that are probably married to Latin women or Hispanic women, and some of them aren't into that Santeria, especially the island women, and even, you know, women from Mexico, they're into the worship of Mary, and they're really into the deaf culture. You know, they have that holiday, I can't think of the name of it, something Morte, the Day of the Dead. See, the Heavenly Father, he's the God of the living. And Yahawashi, he conquered hell and death. And this goes to show you how our people are still asleep. And they would rather, you know, sacrifice to devils. So let's get that scripture. So this is in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 20. It says, "But I say, the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God." See, the Gentiles are the heathens. The Gentiles are the other nations, you know, going into the seven nations that were forbid to marry. And all the other nations are considered Gentiles. The Gentiles, they sacrifice into idols. So, and they sacrifice to devils. So, what is a devil? A devil is a demon. It says, "And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils." So let's get that in the Blue Letter Bible. And you even got women of our nation that's into witchcraft and sorcery and divination. What's that? Tarot cards. They're in the zodiacs, you know, the different horoscopes. That's all witchcraft. So I'll read it again. This is in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20. "But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to Yahweh. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils." So let's go into breakdown of the word. Cause you can if for some of you brothers out there and some of you sisters out there, when you go into the Blue Letter Bible, you can actually go into the root words. Because the Bible is written in English, of course, and all other languages. But in order to really get the meaning of words, you have to really break down the word. So you have to go into the Blue Letter Bible, and it give you the Strong's Concordance number, which will tell you the word in the ancient language of Hebrew, which is in the Old Testament, and then the New Testament Greek. So we're reading out of the New Testament, so it's going to give us the Greek transliteration of the word and the definition of it. So let's get the word devils. So that's in G, which stands for Greek 1140. So we're going to click on that, and then we're going to get the pronunciation, the sound of it.
Strong's G 1140, daimonion. Daimonion,
which is demon. That's what devils is. It's a demon. That's how you say it in the Greek. It says the divine power, deity, divinity, a spirit, being inferior to God, superior to man, evil spirits, or the messengers and ministers of the devil. So where it says they sacrifice into devils, they're sacrificing to evil spirits. Those deities, false gods that the heathens or the Gentiles worship, or demons or evil spirits. So this is why the Lord told us not to deal with those specific nations, those seven nations, because they're into some very evil shit, you know. I'll give you the nations again. The Hivites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, and the Canaanites, Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. So the Lord said, you should not marry those nations, because those nations turn you from serving the Lord, which will bring the anger of the Lord upon the Israelites. And again, this is why our nation is here in America, because the Israelites would take on heathen wives. You know, of course, the Israelites would deal with other women. And that's what happened with Solomon. Solomon, he loved many women. He had many wives. It wasn't the fact that he had those wives. It was the fact that they turned his heart from serving the Lord. Because he had hundreds of women, hundreds of wives and concubines, which is a whole nother lesson, you know, going into concubines. So this is in the book of 1 Kings chapter 11. And we'll start at verse 1. It says, but King Solomon loved many strange women together with the daughters or the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hivites or Hittites. So he actually had women of one of those seven nations that the Israelites weren't supposed to deal with. Now, the Moabites in modern times would be the Chinese, and then the Ammonites would be the Japanese, the Edomites would be the so-called Caucasians or white people, the Sidonians and the Hivites, I believe that those are Africans, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see, let's check Sidonian. Oh, Salakia, those were the hold on. Bear with me. They serve the false god Astor, Baal. Bear with me, I need to find out. I think they're It might be Greek, if I'm not mistaken. I'll find out. Hold on. Or, no, they're, I believe, no, they're African. The Canaanites, were the home of the Phoenicians. It says it receives name first from the firstborn Canaan. It was the first home of the Phoenicians on the coast of Palestine. If I'm not mistaken, the Phoenicians were the precursors of the Greeks. Although the Greeks are Edomites, they were the real Greeks. I'm a little rusty on my history of the Phoenicians. I studied that a while back, and I need to get back to that. They were maritime people, meaning that they were experts in sailing, you know, being navigators of the sea. Yeah, see, that's why, according to my research, that they were the Polynesians. When you go into the Polynesians, were like the they were like basically before the Greeks, they were like the original Greeks. If it be the Lord's will, I'll go deep. Deeper into that subject, and there's some historical proof that go into that as well, that they were in the land where the Grecians were, and then they end up coming over here to the Americas. So let's go back, and if I'm wrong, I say Salakia, but from what I remember from the research that I did many years ago, that's who the Zidonians or the Phoenicians. But nonetheless, these nations, Solomon loved strange women. And the reason why they were strange, because they're not of the Israelite stock, and mainly they were worshiping strange gods. Because even in wartime, the Lord said that we could take women of other nations. It says, "On of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, you shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their God. Solomon clave unto these in love, and he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart." So the Lord didn't have a problem with Israel having wives or concubines. It was the fact that those specific heathen or the Gentile nations were into idolatry. And that would turn a man's heart from serving the Lord. because those women had, you know, they had other gods. So they were strange women. And where it says other nations concerning, that's talking about those seven nations. It's not talking about the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites. It says of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go unto them. The precept is Deuteronomy 7 and 3, which is what we just read. And hold on. Let's go. Deuteronomy chapter 20, and we'll start at, let's see, we'll start at we'll start at 15. It says, thus shalt thou do unto all the cities which are very far off from thee, which are not of the cities of these nations, but of the cities of these people, which the Lord thy God doth give thee for an inheritance. Thou shalt save alive nothing that breatheth. So the Lord told the Israelites, go into that to those nations and smite. Don't save anything. It says, thou shalt save alive nothing that breatheth. The Lord was like, totally annihilate those heathen nations. It says, but thou shalt utterly destroy them, namely the Hittites and the Amorites, the Canaanites and the Perizzites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, which are those seven nations concerning. It says, as the Lord thy God, Yahweh, hath commanded thee. So it was a commandment. The Lord said, utterly destroy those people. It says that they teach you not to do after all their abominations, which they have done unto their gods. So should ye sin against the Lord your God. So that's why the Lord said, don't deal with those nations, because of their abominations, because of their idolatry. So let's go into some of the practices of those Canaanites. So this is in Wikipedia, the Canaanite religion. It says the Canaanite religion was a group of ancient Semitic religions practiced by the Canaanites living in the ancient Levant from at least the early Bronze Age to the first centuries CE. Canaanite religion was polytheistic. So they worship many gods. It says in some cases monolatristic. So it says, Canaanites believe the fallen physical death, translated as soul, departed from the body to the land of Mot, death. Bodies were buried with grave goods, and offerings of food and drink were made to the dead to ensure that they would not trouble the living. So they had a plethora of demons. You know what I'm saying? They worship different gods. But remember, we just read that the heathens or the Gentiles sacrificed to devils, which are demons, evil spirits. So one of the false gods they worship was Molech. And Molech is the ancient god of child sacrifice. This is why, you know, like abortions and the satanic rituals that take place, you know, you have the Bohemian Grove where they're burning an effigy of a child. They're worshiping demons. They're worshiping the false god Molech. They're saying it's a effigy of a mock child sacrifice, you know, at the Bohemian Grove. But really, you know, these demons, these wicked ass people, they're actually into child sacrificing. The Ishis, all that stuff that went down at that that tunnel in Brooklyn, and those mattresses with blood on them, and they had like baby strollers. These heathens, they worship or sacrifice to devils, Baphomet. America is Babylon the Great. And there's a bunch of witchcraft and sorcery. This is how Babylon the Great gained power, through sacrifices. So this is from all the that's interesting.com, and it says the true history of Moloch, the ancient god of child sacrifice. It says perhaps no pagan deity was as reviled as Moloch, a god whose cult reportedly sacrificed children in a furnace set inside the belly of a bronze bull. So when you go into the scriptures, and I'm going to finish the article, but I want to go into the scriptures to let you know, or to show you, that the Lord was vexed what the Israelites was doing. Like the Northern Kingdom, they're into child sacrificing. They're into mutilating human beings, like that movie Apocalypto, where they were worshiping false gods, and they were cutting the hearts out of those prisoners. You've seen the movie. That's all a part of a ritualistic killing. Let's see. It's a scripture where the Lord said that what the Israelites did, it didn't even come to his mind how they were doing the Israelite children by sacrificing their children, throwing them or passing them through the fire. Hold on. So this is in the book of Leviticus, chapter 18, verse 21. So we'll start actually at verse 18, and it says, "Neither shalt thou take a wife to her sister to vex her." So that means that a man is not supposed to marry his wife's sister. That's what that means. It's neither shalt thou take a wife to her sister to vex her. Because by doing that, you would vex, you know, your wife by trying to get with her sister. It says to uncover her nakedness beside the other in her lifetime. Also, thou shalt not approach unto a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is put apart for her uncleanness. So that means that a man is not supposed to lay down with a woman when she's on her menstrual, when she's on her period. That's what that means. That's why it says as long as she is put apart from her uncleanness. Because when a woman is on her period, she's unclean. It says, moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife, which is going into adultery. Your neighbor is your fellow Israelite, so you're not to lay with his wife. It says to defile thyself with her. It says, and thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Molech. So that's talking about child sacrificing. It says, I'll read that again. It says, and thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Molech. Neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. So the Lord specifically give directions on how to, handle civil matters, relationships, when it comes to a man and a woman, the worshiping of gods is prohibited. That's why you can't call yourself an Israelite and you're worshiping Buddha. That's wicked. Verse 22, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind, which is going into homosexuality. That is an abomination. It is an abomination. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith, which is going into bestiality. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereunto. It is confusion. Because here in Babylon the Great, you got women that will sleep with dogs. It says, defile not ye yourselves in any of these things, for in all these the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you. Because the heathen nations, they're involved in all of that crap. They're involved in just inordinate affections, witchcraft, sorcery, homosexuality, lesbianism, pedophilia, bestiality, sex magic. This is why the Lord said don't deal with those Hamitic nations, because they were involved in very wicked customs. It says throughout, I'm reading the that website, allthat'sinteresting.com. It says throughout antiquities, sacrifice might have been utilized in times of great strife, but one cult stands out from the rest for its brutality, the cult of Moloch, the alleged Canaanite god of child sacrifice. The cult of Moloch, or Molech, is said to have boiled children alive in the bowels of a big bronze statue with the body of a man and the head of a bull. Now, what false god is that? Baphomet, basically. Baphomet is a goat. But I mean, the point is that it's like a half man and a half animal. It says offerings, or at least according to some inscriptions in the Hebrew Bible, were to be reaped through either fire or war. And it's rumored that devotees can still be found to this day. So there are people that are partaking in child sacrificing. That's why it says, and it's rumored that devotees can be still found to this day. So if there are practitioners or worshiping of of Molech, that means that they're partaking in the rituals or the sacrifices. It says 18th century depiction of Molech idol. The idol Molech was seven chambers or chapels. It was believed these statues had seven chambers, one of which were reserved for child sacrifices. And we just read in the scriptures about those seven nations. So it's, you know, it's ironic that in this idol, it has seven chambers. We're kind of jumping around from topic to topic, you know, but I mean, I have to go into all of this because it's all, you know, so far as it's all a part of the nations and their customs and the reason why the Heavenly Father told the Israelites not to deal with those heathen nations. Because of their witchcraft and their sorcery and their divination. See, us as Israelites, we strive for righteousness. So when we read about these type of things, it's impossible, you know, in our minds to fathom that is people that wicked on the earth. But they're on the earth. They're on the earth that they would sacrifice human beings. The organ harvesting, that's sacrificing. You got wicked people out there that sacrifice men, women, and children. Ritualistic killings, you know, like in Hollywood, like Black Dahlia, where they found her sawed in half and all her blood was drained. That was a ritual. It was a ritual killing. And the cops covered it up. Hollywood covered it up. Left her body in a vacant lot. They tortured that woman. So we're gonna read this in 2 Kings 7 and 17. This is the precept of what we just read in about the ritual of the Canaanites not to partake and worshiping of false gods in their rituals and customs. So this is in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 17, verse 17, and it reads, "They sacrificed their sons and daughters in the fire. They practiced divination and sought omens and sold themselves to do evil in the eyes of the Lord, arousing his anger." So let's read that in the KJV. It says, "And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire and use divination and enchantments and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him into anger." So it's divination, enchantments, witchcraft, and sorcery. "Therefore, the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah only." So you had the northern kingdom that was involved in child sacrificing. passing their sons and their daughters through the fire to Molech through divination enchantments. And they sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord, which provoked and angered the Lord. So he cast out the house of Israel, and you had only Judah that was remained. But it also says, also Judah kept not the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel, which they made. So Judah, as well as Israel, was likened to that backsliding daughter that worship other gods, wood and stone, by sacrificing it to devils. You know, and the whole point is that there's a spiritual reason why the Lord told the Israelites not to deal with those other nations. So let me go back to Deuteronomy 7, and we'll read 3 again. It says, neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son, for they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you and destroy thee suddenly. It says, but thus shall ye deal with them. Ye shall destroy their altars and break down their images and cut down their groves and burn down their graven images with fire. You see why the Lord said that? Because all the wicked, evil things that the heathens was doing, the Lord was saying, destroy those people and cut down their groves and burn down their graven images with fire, you know, or cut down their groves and break their, their idols, break them in pieces. So I hope that I, answered, the brother's question. He had asked a question, but we have to, look at the bigger picture. How does this relate to, to modern times? The whole point is that that we have to, basically, when I say we, I'm talking about as a nation of people. This goes out to you sisters as well. You have to be very cautious who you choose as a mate. You have to, like the scriptures go into proving a friend, you have to prove the person whom you may be sharing your life with. And you definitely don't want to share your life with someone that's involved in divination. Now what we just read was the extreme of the witchcraft and sorcery, of idolatry and sacrificing. But as that article said, that you got people out there that are still practitioners of worshiping Molech. Especially all the stuff that's going on recently, where you got people coming up missing. You got organ harvesting. You got just open, the open worship of Satan, where they're making, idols of Baphomet. We're in very evil times. And being that you're an Israelite and the Lord have awakened you, to this marvelous truth, you got people out there that are literally there to try to destroy you. They may even know that you're Israelite and you don't know anything about them. And they may try to come in into your life and destroy it because of who you are and what you believe in. Let's see. So that's pretty much it. You know, I'm in the lesson, you know, and I hope and pray that this was edifying to the elect and the remnant. Watch as well as pray. And definitely be circumspect. Definitely be circumspect, because we really are in a spiritual battle. We're in the last days, and the devil is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. I want to give all praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, in the name of his only begotten Son, Hamashiach, Yahweh Shai, Shalom.